Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, Cinco de Five was brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Wendy's.
He got a lot of compliments from
the new
last
pretzel
night.
Pretzel Baconator.
People saying Cinco de Five is the best. Mm. We love it. Keep it going. Yeah.
That's because they only listen to half of them.
Whoa. Man, this is a testy Friday. And by Wendy's, try the new Pretzel Baconator today. All right, so off of Doc's big day Sunday, beautiful weather, excited for it. I'm going to give you the five most random Mets to wear the number 16 since Doc Gooden last wore it.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
Danny Muno?
Danny Muno. Ooh.
Muno.
Oh, my God.
Who was that?
17-game MLB.
Wasn't he an infielder?
Yes.
Okay.
He had a 17-game MLB career, all with the Mets in 2015.
Career?
And they gave him number 16.
This is
career,
my,
not yeah. like with the Mets.
No. It was all minor leagues before, all minor leagues after.
Wow.
He only got to the bigs for 17 games, and the Mets gave him 16.
This is my point. This is what we were, and Doc admitted.
What year was this?
2015.
That was a good year. Went to the World Series that year.
Not because of him.
Just really done with Doc, huh?
Yeah,
he kind of alluded to that, and like. I don't know. That seems
like
bad
form. You think it was vindictive by the Wilpons? Like on purpose?
Feels like it.
Yeah.
I'm not stating it, but it feels like it.
No, listen, the fact that, and Doc said this, that he wanted to come back. Forget about coming back, which I would have preferred. I understand, okay, the Mets made a baseball decision not to bring him back. I disagree, but whatever. He wanted to come back on a one-day deal, and they wouldn't even do that?
I don't know.
That's ridiculous. He's a beloved Met. He was so beloved that when he came back as a Yankee, he got a standing ovation.
Right. So what are we saying? Thank you, Steve Cohen. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve Cohen.
Danny Muno.
By the way, that's only number five. So here we go.
Number four.
Rick Ankiel.
Yeah. Oh,
20 games he appeared with the Mets in 2013. He batted 180. Mm. He did homer versus the Cardinals in his Met debut. But did he really need number 16?
Did he pitch at all?
No. When he came to the Mets, he had already converted into a full-time.
I mean, was there ever an occasion where he had to go in and throw some pitches?
Like the Braves with Guillorme? No. Not.
But he legitimately couldn't do it anymore.
Well,
correct?
So Rick Ankiel was a really good young left-handed pitcher and just lost it. And actually happened in the postseason against Atlanta.
The Yips.
Yeah.
The year the Mets actually beat St. Louis after they beat Atlanta, and it became like hard to watch almost. Mm. Like, oh my God, this guy can't pitch. And then to his credit, he resurrected his career in the minor leagues as a position player. And when he came back, I don't think he ever pitched again. Like it was strictly being a position player. And I give him credit for that. But 16 with the Mets, no gracias.
Yeah. So by the way, our first two combined 37 games, the number 16 was crazy. Here we go.
Number three.
Daisuke Matsuzaka.
And that makes it worse because he's a pitcher.
Yeah.
Because he's actually trying to do the same things that Doc Gooden
did. That's like giving someone for the Giants 21 and they're playing running back.
That's right.
And, I mean, let's be honest. Daisuke's career was a bust already with the first team. He was with the Red Sox before he came to the Mets.
The number one thing I remember about Daisuke Matsuzaka besides sucking is he would take an hour and a half in between pitches. Like the pitch clock would have destroyed the destroyable already because it took him forever to pitch.
And why is Daisuke important here?
Why?
Because he first donned it in 2013 after Rick Ankiel wore it in 2013. So they double dipped it in 2013.
Wow.
They couldn't wait to rehand it out in 2013. Here we go.
This really does sound like it's intentional.
Yeah.
Number two.
Hideo Nomo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Doc said it. Guy shows or he sees it. Number 16, Hideo Nomo Met jersey.
Unbelievable. Nomo was really fun with the Dodgers for a little bit, but his Met tenure not.
Yeah, like when they got Nomo from the Dodgers, I remember sort of being excited. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it's Hideo Nomo. But it was not Hideo Nomo.
It was
not.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But number 16 for him. And last but not least.
Number one.
The last Met ever to wear the number 16.
Hold on. I got to think about this.
Okay.
I think Jake Marisnik wore 16, but I think there was someone after. Oh, I know who it is. I got the guy. World Series champion. Travis Jankowski.
That's right.
I'm a loser.
He had a three-hit game in the Mets home opener in 2022.
Good little Met.
Broke his hand in May making a diving catch. Ended up coming back for a little bit. It was DFA'd in July of 2022. He, like Doc Gooden, also played for two New York baseball teams. The other being the Stony Brook Seawolves, where he went to college.
How about that?
And that will be the last Met ever to wear number 16.
Wow. How about that? That's
and that break. Is your Cinco de Five O Doc. And everybody go and have a day on Sunday.
Wow. There you go.
That
good
was
job,
a great
Sean.
One, Sean.
Yeah, very good.
Good thing we did it before the break. Good call, Loogie.
Thank you, good call and all.